listening to WDOT Fort Washington. And tonight, as we honor the seniors through senior night, your Vikings get ready to take on the Plainview JFK Hawks. I'm Matt Levine alongside my partner, Dylan Spilko. An excellent game of basketball for you tonight. It's the young Fort Washington Vikings at 9-8 coming off a phenomenal win against East Meadow, and the Plainview JFK Hawks at 3-13. The two teams most recently met a few weeks ago as Fort Washington defeated Plainview 50-45 in what was a thrilling game for Garrett Ressa, who scored 18 points. The Vikings will look to keep the momentum rolling against the Hawks tonight as we head closer towards playoff time. Now we go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Tonight, Fort Washington has to contain senior players Mike Schatt and Brandon Mintz. They are easily the two most senior players on the roster for the Hawks, and Daniel Dash and Garrett Russell will have a hard task in shutting down the shots in close. Second, the Vikings have to limit their turnovers and take their time on offense and assist the ball movement. Last game at East Meadow, Fort Washington moved around the ball with ease as they certainly face more of a challenge tonight against these hungry Hawks. We're just moments away from tipping things off. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. For Plainview, it's the talented starting five. Number 11, Mike Schatt. Number 12, Nick Galasso. Number 23, Matt Saber. Number 24, Michael Cole. And the captain, number 33, Brandon Mintz.
And for your Vikings, it's the four seniors, Connor Shanahan, Jack Stolper, Garrett Ressa, and Daniel Dash, alongside the lone junior, Mark Daly. As we get set to have tip-off in just a couple of minutes, we'll be right back here with the start of this game.
Get set to tip this thing off. Plainview will come out in their away navy blue uniforms with white trimming, and Fort Washington will wear their home uniforms that are white with royal blue trimming. Now, Dylan, this is the last regular home game of the season. The Vikings will look for a big W going into the playoffs in, I think, 3 weeks from now, as the tip is ready to get set. And Dash immediately tips it out of bounds, and that will be Plainview basketball.
Does that count as a turnover, Dylan?
Well, I don't think that's what they drew up initially. I don't think it counts as a turnover. I guess it just counts as Plainview winning the tip off.
And Cole takes it back at the top. He swings it to the left side to Mike Schatt. Schatt looking for an open man. He finds Brandon Mintz. Mintz on the elbow. He is pickpocketed by Mark Daly. And the ball is corralled by Safer. Passes to Mintz. And the shot on the lay-in is no good. Rebounded by Galasso, but stolen away by Garrett Ressa. That will pass up the court to Stolper. Stolper slows it down a little bit. Shanahan. Jab, step, and drives. Nice feed in the lane to Ressa. Nice feed to Stolper on the left wing. Stolper, one bounce, picks up the dribble, and Daly at the top of the key. Daly into the post to Dash. Dash, one bounce, layup is no good. Rebounded by Plainview. Galasso corrals it up the court to Mintz. Mintz drives in the paint, and he gets to go. Up and under layup.
That's a great drive by Mintz there. We talked about it pregame. He's a very aggressive player who likes to drive right to the basket, and he saw it right there.
And Daly into the post, tipped away by Galasso. Stolper corrals it. Ressa on the right wing. Ressa takes the shot. He will drive. Nice feed to Stolper in the paint. Stolper elbows the shot. A little bit of contact, but no call. Up the other way. Safer bounce pass to Cole. 2-0 Plainview early on. Cole bounce pass to Mintz. Mintz is guarded by Dash. Nice matchup we will see the whole game. Cole on the left wing. Up to the top to Mike Schatt. A nice jumper is good. A 4-0 lead for the Plainview JFK Hawks with just 2.5 minutes in this game.
Mike Schatt is their most lethal perimeter shooter. If you have no men on him, he's going to bury that every single time.
Shanahan bounce pass into Dash in the post. A couple strong dribbles. Ressa from the elbow. Ressa off the back iron. Rebounded by Shanahan. Floater is no good. The Vikings get to hit a shot early on in this game, 2 minutes in, as Cole crosses half court. Michael Cole, point guard of this Hawks team. He is guarded by Mark Daly. Swings it around to Mike Schatt on the left wing, and he's guarded by Stolper. Finds the open man Cole and swings it around to Galasso in the right corner. Up to the top to Schatt and left wing to Cole. Screened by Safer. And the shot by Michael Cole is a brick, no good on the left side of the rim. And that's rebounded by Mark Daly as he crosses half court to set up the offense. Drives out to Stolper. Stolper for two. He does not get the shot to go. And that's rebounded by Matt Safer of the Hawks. Coming the other way is Nick Galasso in the paint. Shot is no good. A weird shot off the glass. nowhere to be found, and Shanahan rebounds it. Shanahan picks up his dribble, and Ressa in the right wing. Ressa up to the top to Daly. A nice feed to the cutting Ressa. Floater is up and cannot get it to go. The Vikings still with no basket to go. That's a little bit of a surprise that they've been very high scoring in the last couple games.
For Washington, 0 for 6 to start this game, not the way they wanted senior night to go.
Brandon Main screens a shot from the baseline, and the Hawks get out to a 6-point lead early on in this game, 3 minutes in. Shanahan finds Stolper left wing. Stolper bumped by Galasso for the stakes and gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan, he drives and he is fouled with the usage of hands by Michael Call, the senior from Plainview.
I thought Shanahan was in the lucky there. It almost looked like he picked up his pivot point. I thought they were about to call a travel, but a push off on his back to give the Vikings a throw in under their opponent's basket.
Shanahan will inbound, he finds Ressa. Ressa drives, a nice layup. He cannot get it to go, an unusual sight, as Garrett Ressa has been very good in this second half of the season, I would say, in the interior on the offensive side. And that ball is tipped off to Daniel Dash out of bounds. And the Vikings will roll with the full court press, something we have seen in recent days, as Cole will inbound the Mints, and Mints gives it back to Cole, who will bring it up for Port, and he is guarded, excuse me, for Plainview, and he is guarded by Daly. And Schaefer swings it around to Galasso on the right wing. Mints with the screen. He rolls, gives it back to Mints, and Mints, spin move baseline, nice lay-in, a phenomenal quick move, and he beats the slower player, Daniel Dash.
You're not going to be able to go through Dash. You're going to have to go around him, and that's exactly what Mintz did with a very quick spin move, right to the basket.
Shanahan at the top, swings it around to Stolper in the corner. A couple dribble moves, and he gets into the paint. Goes up and gives it to Dash. Shanahan, top of the key. Shanahan drives, pull up from the elbow, cannot get it to go. He is short on the shot, as Plainview leads 8-0 right now. That pass is tipped by Stolper and out of bounds. And we'll have some substitutions for the Vikings as Joe Malconian and Ben Spear will check in for Stolper and Dash.
Well, Washington is not having an issue driving to the basket. They're getting the ball in the paint at correct times. They're just not able to finish these layups, and it's really hurting them right now. And that's the reason why they have a total of 0 points to show for.
Shot receives the inbound and back to Cole. Back to Shot, left wing. He is guarded. Bounce pass into Schaefer, out of bounds. Mishandled by Schaefer. And that ball travels out of bounds under the Vikings basket as they will now inbound with 3:39 to play. The Hawks lead 8-0 with no baskets from this Fort Washington team. Shanahan at the top. Gives it to Spear. Spear fakes the three. He drives and feeds the cutting Ressa. And that pass is tipped and tipped out of bounds off of Ressa. That ball was swatted off Schaefer and then it hit Ressa to travel out of bounds. Plainview basketball. With 3:24 to play, Galasso receives the inbound, gives it to Cole. Cole in the middle of the court, screened by Mintz, and he crosses half court. Bounce pass to Galasso, right wing. Back to Cole, and Mintz receives it at the top. And he feeds Schaefer. Schaefer to Cole in the corner. Cole for three. No good. Air ball rebounded by Shanahan. A cross court pass to Daly. Daly with the lefty layup. No good. And a foul is called on the play. The foul will be on for Washington's Garrett Ressa as he reached in on the rebound. And Dylan, what were you going to say?
The Vikings need someone desperately to step up right now and hit something of any kind. They need to breathe. They need some breathing room in this one.
Galasso receives the inbound, crosses half court, and feeds Schaefer. Schaefer fakes the shot up to the top to Cole. 2:50 to play in the first quarter. 8-0 still for Plainview. Shat on the left. A couple fake passes. And he finds the open man, Cole, and swings it around to the right to Galasso and into the post to Schaefer. Cross court to Mintz. Mintz fakes the three. Spin move. Shot up. Looks like a travel. No basket. And a foul is called on number 23 of Plainview. Matt Schaefer as Ben Spears packed.
There's only 2:30 left, and you have to give some credit to this Hawks defense. It's very hard to keep the team to 0 points almost 6 minutes into the first quarter. But Washington is missing their shots, but the interior defense from the Hawks is staying strong, consistent down low.
And Joseph Malconian just checked in. Shanahan at the top and Spear on the right wing. Back to Malconian. Malconian dribble moves. Nice pretty spin move, floater up, and he cannot get it to go, but that's rebounded offensively by Spear, and the layup is good from Ben Steele. His first shot of the game, and he gets it to go. The first basket from Fort Washington comes with 6 minutes into the first quarter. And Cole Price is on court 8-2, with just under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Shaq swings it around to the top to Cole. Cole is guarded by Daly, pickpocketed, but out of bounds off of Mark Daly. And we have two substitutions for Plainview. Number 31, Tyler Tierno, will come in for Matt Schaefer. And number 15, Jacob Weber, will come in for the point guard, Michael Cole.
If you're not going to get it done on offense, on the offensive end, you might as well play some great defense on the defensive side of the ball to get some turnovers.
Also checking in is Johnny Bellini for the Vikings, and Mark Daly takes a seat. Mint swings it to Galasso. Galasso puts his head down and drives to the basket, but kicks it out to Shat. Shat at the elbow swings it to Mintz, and Mintz comes towards the middle. Shot clock violation on the Plainview Jams. Nobody realized that was 35 seconds.
Everybody forgot that Mark Daly tipped out that pass near midcourt, and they only had about 20 seconds to get a shot off.
Shot clock did not reset after the turnover, and the tip out of bounds. And Ressa gets it in the corner. Spear at the top. Thinks about shooting, but one bounce, picks up his dribble and gives it to Bellini. Bellini drives in the lane, floater, he is fouled, almost gets the basket to go, but he will go to the line for two shots, the first free throws of the game.
That was another good example of Fort Washington being able to drive into the lane and putting up shots on the solid defense. Fox have played excellent defense thus far in this game, only allowing 2 points at about 7 minutes of play, but John Bellini checks right in, drives right to the basket, as he was probably told to do by Coach Dooley. Very aggressive drive, and he is deserving of shooting two from the line.
First shot from Bellini is good. And coming in is Julian Parnell, who is in for Mike Shad of Plainview. And Johnny Bellini playing much less than he was in the beginning of the season. Not many people are sure why, as Johnny Bellini is a very successful player, missing that second free throw. And that is rebounded by Ressa, but a foul is signaled. And I think that will be on Garrett Ressa. And that will be on senior Garrett Ressa pushing Jacob Weber down to the floor. And Daniel Dash will come in for Ressa here with just a minute and 15 to play. 8-3 in the Hawks lead.
That's Ressa's second foul. They don't want him in foul trouble. He's gotten off to a cold start in this one, but if he heats up, this Fort Washington team can stretch this game very far.
Weber with the ball, handling the point guard duties as he checked in for Michael Cole. And he carries the basketball, thinks about passing, but puts it back on the floor, and that will be a turnover for the Hawks. Plainview basketball with a minute and seven to play, and they still trail by 5 points, a very low scoring first quarter for both teams, 8-3 right now, as Bellini swings it to Spear on the top, and Shanahan receives the pass to Dash in the post. Dash bodies him up, and he gets fouled on the shot, almost gets it to go, but he will now go to the line for two, where Daniel Dash has struggled a little bit all season and his entire career.
That was some good ball movement from Ben Spear and Connor Shanahan to work the ball to the inside to Daniel Dash. Mintz was not guarding Dash on that possession, which seemed to be a mistake. They had Tierno on Dash, and that led him to be able to do a post move and get really inside to draw the foul.
And Dash's first shot, he gets it to go. Daniel Dash sinking the free throw with a big smile on his face and excitement from that big man as he sinks that free throw. That could be just his second free throw made all year, which is ironic for a big man. He sinks both. Daniel Dash hitting both free throws, and that lead is cut down to 3-8-5 for the Hawks with 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Jacob Weber on the top. He's guarded by Bellini heavily and swings it to Galasso, who's guarded by Shanahan. Galasso fakes the pass, gives it to Parnell, and swings it to Weber. Weber will drive, bounce pass into Tierno in the post. Tierno, a couple dribble moves, spin move, and he gets the left lane to go with a spin move on Daniel Dash. Dash went for the rejection, but was not able to reach the ball. Dash finds the basket, 10-5, with 22 on the clock. Dash with the ball in the post, top of key to Spear. Spear drives, shot clock is off, 15 seconds. Shanahan will hold it at the top for the last shot. Shanahan puts the ball on the ground with 5 seconds left. He drives in. And the pass is stolen away by Mintz. Mintz from half court. Shot is up. Right off the rim. He almost gets it to go from half court. And
after the first quarter. The Plainview JFK Hawks get out to a commanding lead of 10-5. We will be back here with Dylan doing play-by-play for the second quarter.
And we are back with second quarter action. The Vikings trail the Hawks 10-5. And Bill Washington rolling on this field on the side of the room with Thomas Shanahan. Got Pony and Dash and Spear for the Hawks to the 34. Schmidlap has checked in. As Shanahan brings the ball up half court on the Vikings. He swings it to the right side to Belinda. He dribbles towards the elbow, right into the paint, looking for an outlet. Finds Connor Shanahan back beyond the corner. He drives, pulls up, kicks it out to Belinda for the corner three. It's no good. Rebound to Daniel Dash.
A phenomenal rebound by Dash on the offensive side right there. I hear his foul signal.
It's a blocking foul. It will be on number two, Julian Cornell. Good job by Joe Malcone to draw the foul. As Shanahan finds a wide open Ben Spear in the paint, easy two.
Ben Spear, 2-for-2 from the field, and then both his baskets coming from inside the paint. Very phenomenal play for the last couple of weeks. I would say the last month from Ben Spear.
Hawks were up to an early lead in the first quarter. Now it seems that they're rolling with some of their second team. As Weber has gone, he puts it out to Galasso. Galasso pulls up from the free throw line. He moves around and it falls in for
Galasso. Galasso created space for that shot as he got it to fall.
Shanahan drives, he pulls up, and he decides to kick it inside the dash. He puts up the layup and it's no good. Rebound to Galasso, who brings the ball back up in pace. He stops at 3-point line, drops it back to Weber as the Hawks set up the play. Just under a minute into the second quarter. Weber with the ball, swings it up top to Schmidlap. He gives it to the right side to Cornell, kicks it to the 3-point line. Galasso swings it inside to Cornell. He drives to an easy game.
Daniel Dash moving his footing there. Must be some water on the court or something. He slipped there and freed up Kierna for the easy basket.
Delaney gives it to Dash inside the post. He kicks it out to Delaney. One more time to Shanahan all the way at the top. A high arcing three off the back rim. Rebound to Delaney. Swings it right back to Shanahan. Shanahan drives it left side. And there will be a foul on number two, Julian Cornell. That will be his second.
Just to give you a look on that pass from Delaney, he barely had possession of it. He was able to throw it with his left hand behind his head. And Shanahan was able to corral it.
And for the Vikings, Joe Malconian and Daniel Dash will take a rest as Mark Daly and Matthew Schmitz comes in for his first time in this contest. Shanahan with the inbound. He lobs it to Johnny Bellini behind the arc. Now in the left corner, Shanahan has the ball. He gives it inside to Spear, who pulls up immediately. Very short. He grabs his own rebound. He drives right on Schmidlap. He goes up, and there is a whistle before the play, and there will be a 3-second violation on the Vikings.
I don't know who called that on the official signaling. 3 seconds. The ball was in the paint, so I wonder why that ball was the way.
Jacob Weber will inbound for the Hawks at 6:15 in the morning. The Hawks lead by 7. Trying to pull off the upset against this over 500 Vikings team who are coming into the scene tonight very confident that they will be able to defeat the Hawks. Weber with the ball up top, he swings it just inside the perimeter to Tierna. As he turns it to Mike Shaddy, check back in for the Hawks. He swings it to the right side, defense on the right corner. Guarded by Spear, he gets it back beyond the arc. He drops it right back to Mitch. He drives left. He kicks it out to Shaw. He kicks it back to Galasso at the top. Galasso drives from the elbow. He pulls up. Off the back rim. Rebound fought for it. Grabbed by Mark Daly. Daly gets the ball up. He drives all the way. He goes right at the basket. And it's an and one for Mark Daly.
A great Euro step move. And he got the blocking foul. As Mark Daly will go to the line where you see it. He has been very successful all year. And Mark Daly really showing why he deserves to be a starter on this team.
The foul will be on Mike Schatt. That is his first Mark Daly post-to-post attack as the Vikings will decide to rest Johnny Bellini and sub in both kinds of length for the first time this day.
We'll see if Levent will take care of the three ball. The Vikings need some scoring right now to come back in this game. They are down by 5 points.
Mark Daly's attempt at the line is no good, and Galasso with the board. With 5:30 remaining, the Vikings trail by 5. As Weber has the ball, there will be an offensive foul on Brandon Mintz, an illegal pick set. Excellent play by Connor Shanahan. They're trying to break through Brandon Mintz.
Michael Pohl checks in for Weber of the Hawks. I just want to touch up and get on that call. by the official. Not many officials will like to call the illegal screen. Many don't look out for it, and some are afraid to call it. And finally, an official made a great call on that hit.
He regains it, tries to put up a shot, and he's called for a travel. He's wrong possession of the ball, gains it back, and took too many extra steps.
And as LeVent comes on the court for the first time, quickly turns it over. Something that I don't want to say we see it all the time, but it is often that LeVent will put his head down and dribble to the hole and get called for a turnover.
Cole with the ball on top, looking to get these Hawks back rolling, having scored a point in the wire. Shot is the ball, seeing this on the right side of the Cole to the right, three to Galasso, one by Killian, picks up by Mintz. Galasso drives right on Matt Schmitz, and the shot is no good, rebound to Mozzelli. Mozzelli with the ball on the left side. He tries to go coast to coast again. He puts up the layup. He had it open and he missed it. Shaq back there with a transition offense, and a reach-in call will be on Mark Daly as he tried to snatch the ball away from Mike Shaq. With 4:43 remaining, the Vikings trail 14-9 as the Hawks will have an inbound.
The Vikings need to start putting the ball into the basket. Just 9 points, and almost halfway through this second quarter. We see that they can have 20, 30 points in the first half, and they are nowhere near that right now. The Vikings need to get something going.
The Vikings check in Garrett Russell. We're going to stop his cold slump in the early start to this one. Ben Spear will take a rest. Mike Shaq loses his control on the court and somehow regains it, giving to Mintz inside. And there will be a blocking foul on Matthew Schmitz as Brandon Mintz almost goes right through into the basket. He will go to the line and shoot two.
I don't like that call, surprisingly. He's smaller than Matt Schmitz. Not many people are bigger than him, but Brandon Mintz is. I thought he for sure had his feet set and drew the charge, but the official thought otherwise, and now Mintz will go to the line for two.
The first attempt from the line is good from Mintz, and number 21, Danny Vieira, will check in, and Galasso will take a seat for the Hawks.
Brandon Mintz is almost picture perfect from that charity strike. Many players look up on this team as he goes for a second shot.
The captain with his second attempt from the three-point line is good, extending the Hawks lead to 7 as the Hawks now put on the full court press on the Vikings. Full time the Vikings, a great job to outlet Mark Daly. And they try to go full court pass to Garrett Ressa. The pass is blocked by Mintz, and Garrett Ressa tries to throw in the ball with a behind the back pass, and it's taken away by the Hawks. And Cole has the ball on the left side, giving it to Shaq. He pulls up from the goal. His three is no good. Rebound to number 21, Vieira. And he got it swatted away.
Big block from Matt Schmitz early in this, halfway through the second quarter.
Shanahan drives right on Vieira, and the shot is in and out on the layup. That would have been a big momentum changer for the Vikings if Shanahan did that. Hey, the way Shanahan on the right wing gives it up top to Cole. To a wide open shot, he drives, kicks out to Mintz. 4-3-pointer, no good. Rebound, fought for, grabbed by Matt Schmitz, he's hit in the face. It'll be an over-the-back foul on Mike Schmitz. Vikings ball. It'll be a 1-1 for the Vikings. Matthew Schmitz will be shooting. That is Mike Schatz's second foul on the night. As Jack Stolper checks back in for the Vikings, and Connor Shanahan will get his first rest of the night. Connor Shanahan is still in.
LeVent was the one who took the seat. Shanahan went to go talk to Coach Dooley over there.
As Schmitz will shoot his 1-1 with 3:50 remaining. His first attempt from the line is off the back rim, no good, rebound to Mintz. He tries to go coast to coast. He's wrapped up by Shanahan. The ball pops loose and it's taken away by Shanahan. And the Vikings are in transition. Shanahan finds a wide open Ressa in deep for an easy layup.
Duo has been lethal their entire lives. Both of them have played on many basketball teams together, and that pass has been seen many times before.
Ball with the ball up top, loses dribble, and guarded by Daly, swings it to the right side to Vieira. He gives it up top to Weber, now swings it to the left side to Cole. Now to Mintz. Mintz guarded by Ressa, gives it to the left wing to Cole, who gives it down low to Vieira, who swings it back up to Cole for a three air ball. Rebound, Falker, and off to Vieira, Vikings ball. At number 12, Nick Colosso checks back in for the Hawks as Danny Guerra will take a seat. Kind of showing him the inbound with just over 3 minutes remaining, 40 players by five. Danny brings up the ball from the Vikings. He gets it to the left side. A dangerous pass to Stanton. He corrals it. He's in the paint. He swings it back up top to Shanahan. He drives left. He drops it back up top to Stolper. Swings it to the left side to Schmitz. Schmitz gets deep to Shanahan. Shanahan in the post. He pulls up for the floater. No good. Rebounds to Cole. He swings it right on top to Guerra. He goes up right to the line. And a slider made by Russell. There's a foul called on Jarrett Russell. That looks like four ball to me. Sierra. We're going to the line to shoot two.
Nobody in this gymnasium agrees with that call. The entire student section is standing up with some oohs and ahs and some boos in there. As Ressa for sure looked like he swatted that ball away.
2:42 remaining. Vikings throw 15-11. And Sierra will go to the line to shoot two off of that foul by Dallas. That is his third foul. The Vikings need to watch out for that as Daniel Dash is soon to check in after his free throw. Vikings haven't found their stride offensively this entire game. They've really struggled from the field. Not a great field goal. As Fiona hits in his first free throw. Daniel Dash checks in. And Russell goes to the end of the bench. One more attempt coming for Fiona. He can extend this lead to 7. And this second attempt in the line is off the front rim. Rebound miscontrolled by Daniel Dash and Moose Gregory. That went to the left. It is no good at rebound to the back. As Portland's request the pace, Mark Daly drives right. Right on the baseline, he swings it back at top to Shanahan. Shanahan drives, puts up the right hand to Porter, it's good.
Finally, Connors is able to get a floater to fall. And that move was very successful. As Vikings are chipping back in this there now down to 17-13. It's a four-point game.
Rubber with the ball. In the midcourt, he slams down the post. The Hawks running by Stokely. Looks the ball from the elbow, upwards, but it decides to drop it back on top to Cole. Cole drives it to Tiano. Tiano back on top to Mintz, he drives. He goes right at Schmitz and Daniel Dash in second. Finding his way to the basket for an easy two. Shanahan with the ball for Cole, looking for an answer. He pulls up, off the backboard and it's good.
Shanahan looks to be heating up right now. And we look to see that long ball to try and cut this deficit to one, possibly. It's 19-16.
1:30 remaining. Mark Daly steals the ball away for an easy layup. Vikings now trailed by two with over a minute remaining. Colosso sends it back to Cole. He gives it to the left wing. Guarded by Dash, looking for an outlet, finds Fiona on the left side. He drives right on foot and goes up for the floater, off the backboard to the front. Out of defense from Daniel Dash, but the shot found its way into the basket. Shanahan with the ball. He's looking to shoot from all angles. The shot goes in there, and the rebound fought for in Daniel's hands. Rebound back comes the other way. Tierno for a layup for two. Basketball for both teams. With 40 seconds remaining, the Vikings trail 23-17. Stolper swings it to the left side to Shanahan. Now back up top to Daly. To the right side to Stolper. Stolper dribbles towards the middle of the court, all the way to the left side to Daly. Daly to Dash in the post. Dash back beyond the perimeter to Stolper. To drive this match on Daniel Dash. He drives and he gets the pass in deep from Stolper, puts up the layup and is fouled on the way up. And he was going to the line and shoot two.
That was the old-fashioned pick and roll there. Daniel Dash took the pick for Stolper and Stolper fed him as he rolled to the rim
as he was fouled on the shot. Almost got it to go, but could not find the basket.
So Washington has to find creative ways to get big men Garrett Russell and Daniel Dash off of the captain, Brandon Mintz, who is a four-strong run as Dash hits in this first opening to shorten this lead to five. No substitutions for either side with 21.8 seconds remaining as Daniel Dash will have his second attempt. And it's in and out for Dash. And the free throw attempt will be out on the Hawks. It was out off of Galasso and it will be Vikings ball with miscommunication. As number 23, Matt Safer will check back in, and Tierra will check out. The Vikings will have another chance to minimize this lead. Shanahan with the inbound under the Hawks basket. He lobs it to Matt Safer back in.
top. He gives it to Shannon on the left wing. He finds wide open Mark Taylor inside. The floater's no good, but the putback is in from Max Schmitz.
Good follow up on Max Schmitz there. Gets the basket to go.
He's taken to the lead. The timeout is taken by the Bucks. 7.9 seconds remaining. They will get the score on the final play. The Vikings trail 23-20. We'll be right back with the last possession of this half. As we return, the Vikings trail 23-20 with 7.9. One attempt.
They had a game.
One more possession to go in this half as Poyler inbound from midcourt. This will be a huge stop for the Vikings as they've trailed this entire game. They got up to a very slow start. And they look to minimize this halftime lead. As Colin has the ball, and he's back in 5 seconds left. Colasso back up to Colin. 2 seconds left. High chat for the alley pass. And it's flying away by Daniel Dallas as this half ends. 23-20. Right back
to third quarter action with play-by-play. Back to WDOT Port Washington as we are getting set to get the second half underway, 23-20 in favor of the Plainview JFK Hawks. And the Vikings will roll out with their starting five of Connor Shanahan, Jack Stolper, Mark Daly, Daniel Dash, and Garrett Ressa. And same for the Hawks with Nick Colasso, Mike Chad, Michael Cole, Brennan Mintz, and Matt Safer. It'll be Plainview basketball as they are now going to the left of where we are sitting. And they inbound the ball into Colasso, who drives baseline. He's blocked away by Dash to get this second half started. Shanahan receives the outlet pass coming up the court. Shanahan on the elbow, thinks about the shot, but gives it to Stolper in the corner. Stolper comes out to the middle. Slows it down, gives it to Ressa on the left wing, and back to the top to Shanahan. Shanahan drives left. Nice jump and pass, but that's tipped away and corralled by Brandon Mintz the other way. Euro step move, up and under, he got it to go. A pretty basketball move to push them up by five.
What an athletic move from such a big man, from Brandon Mintz. You saw him go to the basket, a Euro step move with an off-handed layup. That's absurd from the big man.
Ressa now on the right wing, feeds Daly, cutting, but stolen away by Mintz again. Mintz coming down, fast break, and he's blocked away by Ressa. A phenomenal block from Garrett Ressa. Coming the other way is Stolper. Stolper jump stops and feeds Shanahan. Shanahan for three on the left wing. No good off the front iron. Still a 5-point game, 25-20, with 6 minutes and 50 seconds left in the quarter. Michael Cole, nobody guarding him. And now Stolper steps up to guard him. Swings it around to Shat, and Shat back up to Cole. Cole to Colasso and to that's Mintz, air ball from the baseline jumper. A weird shot from Brandon Mintz there. Daly crosses half court. Feeds Ressa, top of the key to Shanahan. And back to Dash. Dash in the corner, thinks about the three, does not pull the trigger. Stolper to Shanahan. Shanahan in the corner. Dribble moves through the legs. From the elbow, step back jumper, and off the front iron. Tipped away by Ressa, but ultimately corralled by Plainview. Saved out of bounds by Brandon Mintz, and that's Michael Cole slowing it down for Plainview with 5 minutes to play, 6 minutes to play in the quarter, excuse me. 25-20 still, one basket scored, and that was from Brandon Mintz. Colasso on the right, and up to Mintz in the top, and Shat will take it at the top. Shat drives on Stolper, out to Safer. Safer for three in the corner, in and out. Rebounded by Dash. Stolper the other way. Slows it down a little bit. And he feeds the cutting Shanahan. Shanahan's shot is up. No good off the rim. And Ressa out to Stolper. Stolper fakes the pass in the paint. Swings it to Daly at the top. Daly will drive out to Ressa. Ressa for three on the left wing. And no good from the left side of the iron.
Shanahan 0 for 3 to start this half. Not the way the Vikings wanted to go.
And Cole, and he is fouled on the reach-in by Mark Daly. Mark Daly went for the strip, but ultimately he is called for the reach-in foul with 5 minutes, 17 seconds on the clock.
On the last few offensive possessions report, they're trying to force the ball inside to the cutting man instead of taking the easier pass and moving the ball around quicker on the outside. If they want to score some baskets, they're going to have to hit some outside shots, and Connor Shanahan, the best outside shooter, starting 0 for 3, is not the way they wanted this half to continue.
And the inbound is received by Colasso. And that is Mike Schatt, and a bounce pass from Cole into the post to Safer. Safer, and he finds Mintz top of the key. Mintz drives on dash. Spin move in the paint. Floater is up off the backboard. No good. Almost went in off the glass, but no good. And that's rebounded by Stolper the other way. He slows it down, pulls it back out behind the arc. Shanahan on the right wing and a top of the key and swings it around to Daly to dash in the post. And that is tipped off with Brandon Mintz out of bounds. And that will stay Vikings basketball. 23 on the shot clock and 4 minutes and 46 seconds left in the third quarter.
Good aggressive defense from Brandon Mintz to deny the ball from Daniel Dash. They do not want Dash getting in the post and going for the
Daly at the top finds Stolper. Stolper corrals it. Dribble moves on the left drive. And Ressa swings it. Shanahan. Shanahan left wing three. In and out. No good, and that's rebounded by Safer with 4.5 to play. Still only one basket tallied in this quarter. Mike Shatt on the right wing now. He finds Safer and left wing to Cole. Screened by Safer, Cole from the elbow. In and out, and that's rebounded by Ressa. A lot of in and out shots early in this third quarter. Shanahan pulls it back out behind the arc. He drives left. Floater, and he gets it to go as he falls down. He gathers his foot. He is good to go. With 4 minutes to play, Shanahan sinks the ball into the hoop.
And the entire fourth offense can finally exhale as they finally score their first points of the half. That was much needed.
25-22. 3 minutes and 45 to play in the quarter. Cole at the top. Galasso right wing finds Safer on the block. Safer, baseline, post move, out to Mintz. Mintz on the elbow, loses the basketball, dunked on by Mark Daly, and passed out. And the Vikings corral it, a phenomenal steal by Daly. Coming the other way, Shanahan. Shanahan dishes to Daly in the corner. Daly drives, layup, he cannot get it. Rebounded by Dash. Dash goes up, and he is hacked. Going to the line for two is Daniel Dash.
There's a great passes from the Vikings on the perimeter, and we said it just before, if they continue consistent passes on the perimeter, it will create chances on the inside, and it was a good drive initially by Mark Daly, and he got it right over, missed the
second, teams first.
And Daniel Dash grabbed that rebound, pump fake, and then tried to pull one right back up. Almost an end one, it rolled right out of the basket.
Daniel Dash at the line, he is 2 for 2 tonight. It is third from the game, he gets it to go. He's 3 for 4, excuse me. And now we have some substitutions for Plainview as Matt Safer will check out. And Tyler Tierno will come in. Michael Cole also taking a seat as Weber will check in. Daniel Dash gets it to go. And now he is 5 for 6 on the game. Very good shooting from Daniel Dash from the free throw line. As the game is now cut to 1. The Vikings have not led all game, and they now have cut it to a 1-point deficit, the lowest lead of the game for Plainview. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Galasso drives out to Shatt, top of key, and sends it to Weber. Weber around to the left side to Galasso, and Mintz in the post, shot from the block, he got it. Ben Spear gave him a little bit of wiggle room, and he gets the shot to go. You cannot give Brandon Mintz a little bit of room to shoot. Malconian in now for the Vikings. Gives it Shanahan, who drives baseline. Shot up. It's good from a weird angle behind the backboard. Connor Shanahan gets it to go.
That's a very difficult shot from Shanahan. Very lucky he made it. Somehow found his way around the backboard and right into the basket.
And Mike Shatt now. Couple good moves. Tierno in the corner. Feeds Mintz. Mintz drives with the left hand. Shot up. And waved off on the floor. Foul is called on a push. Referee signals. I believe Ben Spear with the foul.
On that last possession for the Hawks, you can see Brandon Mintz lethal from about any area on the court except for just beyond three. He can drive to the basket and he can hit any mid-range shot that he needs. You can't give him any room, as you said before, Matt. If you give him an inch of space, he's going to bury it almost every single time.
And checking in, Julian Purnell. Stolen away on the inbound to Shanahan. Shanahan loses the ball out of bounds. A weird play from the Vikings here. Shanahan could not handle his own dribbling, and that ball travels out of bounds on the sideline. Plainview will inbound.
That's a big turnover for Port. Port was looking to capture their first lead of the day. And for it's very rare for Connor Shanahan to mishandle the ball and just dribble straight out of bounds to get the Hawks a free possession.
With 2 minutes and 20 seconds, 27-26 this game. Tierno has the inbound. And Brandon Mintz is fed in the post on Spear.
He drives in the paint, spin move, left hand off the high on the glass is no good.
Rebounded by Daly the other way. Bounce pass into Spear in the lane.
Spear with a fake, gets two guys jumping, and he gets it to go. The Vikings now have their first lead of the basketball game at 28-27. And it comes with just under 2 minutes in the third quarter. Bounce pass in the lane is stolen away by Ressa. Ressa, 2-on-2, and he slows it down. Gives it to Shanahan on the left wing. Shanahan driving in the paint. Floater is no good. Rebounded by Mintz. A good move from Shanahan, but not able to get the shot to fall. And Julian Purnell for three. No good on the air ball. Ressa with the rebound. Malconian receives the outlet pass. Coming the other way. In the paint. Malconian feeds Ressa. Ressa drives. Daly on the right wing. Daly will now drive. Feeds Ressa. Cannot make the layup. Tipped out of bounds off of Ressa.
It's excellent passing from Gordon. Garrett Ressa just couldn't put in the wide open layup.
A timeout is called by head coach Michael Harris of the Plainview JFK Hawks. And we will stay here with you with a full timeout. We will stay here with you with a minute and 17 to play in this third quarter. It is 28-27. The Vikings commanding their first lead of the game. Dylan, what have we seen the Vikings have been doing right now that is more successful than it was in the first quarter?
Well, the Vikings are playing much better defense than they did in the first half of this game. They've only led up a total of 2 points in this half so far, as the Hawks favored 25 in the first half, and now they have amassed 27 for Washington with 8 points here in the quarter. A huge step up from players like Garrett Ressa, Connor Shanahan. Connor Shanahan a little cold to start the half here, but now he's hit his stride. He hit a shot before. The Vikings have their first lead of the night, and they look to continue this as we come out of this timeout.
Will you expect the same five that we just had with Shanahan, Daly, Ressa, Spear, and Malconian? Or do you expect Daniel Dash to get some time now with the ending of the third quarter?
I think Daniel Dash will come in for the fourth quarter, as we see him headed towards the bench right now. He's much more useful in the late parts of the game where they're trying to defend their own basket, especially if Fort has a short lead in this game. They're going to want a big man presence inside the paint.
And as we said, a minute and 17 to play in this third quarter. The Vikings commanding their first lead, 28-27, the lowest scoring game possibly all year. And Plainview will inbound it now as they cross half court. Nick Galasso handling the basketball, feeds Weber. Weber is in the left corner at the top near half court. Mintz with the ball at the top of the key. Feeds Galasso. Galasso will drive right, puts his head down, and the basket is no good on the shot. And that is tipped out of bounds, and that will stay here. That was tipped off of Garrett Ressa, as him and Galasso were fighting for the basketball. Ultimately, it was tipped out of bounds off of Garrett Ressa.
And these are really missed opportunities for the Vikings to corral the basketball. That could have been another offensive possession for Fort, but Garrett Ressa cannot corral the ball, and now it's Hawks basket under the Vikings basket.
And Josh Cohen of Plainview will check in for Brandon Mintz, his first sighting in this contest. Julian Purnell will get the ball at the top. He drives from the elbow. His shot is off the back iron, but rebounded by Spear. And Spears passes tipped but corralled by Mark Daly with 41 seconds to play. Bounce pass in the lane to Ressa. Top of the key to Spear. Spear for three. He cannot get it off the back iron. Rebounded by Purnell the other way. And that looked like a backcourt violation, but was not called. And with 26 seconds, shot clock turned off. Jacob Weber gives it to Tierno on the right wing. Tierno feeds Cohen. Cohen on the left side will look for the open man, ultimately finds Weber. Weber now at the top, screened by Cohen. He drives. Floater is up with 7 seconds to play. No good. 5 seconds left. Malconian crosses half court. Malconian dish into Ressa in the lane. Ressa shot up, but cannot finish on the layup. And that is a recurring event that we have seen all game. Ressa not able to finish. And with the ending of the third quarter, the Vikings still hold their first lead of the game, 28-27. And we will be back here with the conclusion of this game.
And we are back for the fourth quarter of this contest. The Vikings lead 28-27. It will be their ball to start the fourth frame as the Vikings are rolling with Daly, Shanahan, Malconian, Spear, and Ressa. As the Hawks go with Galasso, Purnell, Weber, Josh Cohen, and Tierney. Hawks wrestling Mintz and Mike Shatton, it may be a little questionable to start this fourth quarter, as they now trail for the first time. As Daly controls the ball, he swings it back up to Shanahan. Shanahan drives up the velocity. He spins, pulls up for a floater, off the front rim, layoff, no good, rebound to Velocity. Velasso drives right to the rim, and he gets trapped up by Connor Shanahan, and it will be a travel on Velasso. Vikings ball.
A much needed turnover for the Vikings to get a little bit ahead here. They are now leading by one, and they look to capitalize off of this turnover.
But Washington with a lot of missed layups in that third quarter. If they capitalize on a couple there, they'd be up by a lot. Especially Dad Russell, who missed two layups at the end of that quarter, would certainly like to bounce back this game. As Malcone controls the ball, he drives, and he kicks it out to Daly one more time. Shanahan from the top, he pulls up from three. This shot rolls around, and it's no good. And it's a rebound to the Hawks, and there will be a foul on the Vikings. It will be Hawks inbound into their own basket with 40 seconds gone by in this fourth quarter.
Shanahan on a little bit of a stretch in the last couple of games. Aside from maybe Westbury,
but Connor Shanahan has not been able to get that long ball to fall in these past couple of games. And he looks to finally get it going late in this quarter.
Foul was on Joe Malcone. It was his first and the Vikings third. As the Hawks control the ball on the Vikings half. Weber pulls up from the corner. And it's an air ball, no good. And the rebound falls right out of bounds. And it's
the Vikings
ball. No points scored in this quarter. No teams not hitting anything.
As Shanahan will slowly run up the ball. Passing the ball. Pass to the left side.
Then he drops the screen. Strikes right now. And he tries to kick it to Garrett Russell. He lobs it right over his head. Another turnover, and it will be Hawks' goal.
Spear had the right idea on that play, but just a little bit too much on the height of the pass, and Russell could not handle it.
The Vikings seem to be trying too hard to pass to the open man in the middle. They get into the lane, they drive, and they always stop on their pivot foot and try to kick it outside. The Vikings haven't hit a lot of layups in that, and their confidence may be a little weak right now. And they need confidence late into this fourth quarter if they want to win this game against the Hawks. Mintz with the ball up top, he drops it to Velasco. It's 6:30 remaining. Velasco got it by Shanahan, he drives, and he tries to dish it into Mintz, and brought it away by Ben Spears. And now Daly in transition, he goes to the line.
One thing Mark Daly should get credit for is how he always goes up strong to the basket, and he is not afraid to get fouled as he sinks that layup there on the fast break.
Weber with the ball on top. He drops it to Mintz, who makes the drive on Russell. He gets double teamed. He goes up for the layup, and it's an and one for Brandon Mintz. Brandon Mintz finessing his way through the entire Vikings defense, and somehow
this defense is looking a little bit like Swiss cheese with the amount of holes that they're letting Brandon Mintz get to the basket with ease, and they still lead by one, but the Vikings need to do a better job of closing in deep on Brandon Mintz.
Julian Purnell will now check out, and Mike Shatt will come back in to handle the point guard duties for these Hawks. Brandon Mintz looking to tie the game up, and he hits it, and it's good, and we're all tied up at 30. With 6 minutes remaining, a great game for you tonight here at Schreiber High School. A tied game at 30 off as Malcone goes right to the basket, and he's fouled on the way up. And he will go to the line and shoot two from the line.
We haven't seen much of Malconian due to the fact that Stolper got the starting duty on senior night. But Malconian there, he rocks to the basket with aggression, and he gets the job to go to the line.
Now the question for Coach Sean Dooley is, when does big man Daniel Dash come in the game, as he's rested since the end of the third quarter? And for the Washington's interior defense, is struggling a little here, letting Brandon Mintz dominate them all day, as Joe Malcone hits his first free throw. With just under 6 minutes remaining, you got to think that Daniel Dash will be subbed back in soon, as Malcone takes a second attempt. And hits the back end, dies on the rim.
Friendly roll from the rim there. And I agree with you, Dylan. I think Dash needs to come in earlier, and it's better earlier than later.
An offensive foul on Velasco as he tried to drive on Shanahan, and he seemed to extend his arm a little on the drive. Good defense, good straight up defense from Connor Shanahan to be able to finish that.
And Velasco
is the first foul. And the
team's third. As Port looks to extend their lead to the largest of the night, they lead by two. As Daly handles the ball, he swings it to Shanahan on the right side. He's in the post with Velasco. Picks up a juggle and kicks it out to Malcone, and gives it to the left side to Spear. Spear dribbles towards the center of the court. He looks inside for a backdoor putt to Mark Daly. The reverse layup is no good. And rebound to Velasco. And the ball fought for until Malcone dives on the ground. And the ball is tied up for a jump. Excellent defense from Joe Malcone to be able to sprawl his entire body on the floor and take that away and force the possession towards the Hawks' left. The Washington rolling with the full court press. As Mike Shatt calls me down, this is great to whoever is there, even a break with the keys. Whoever passes the court, and this is it to the right side. Shatt. Who swings it to the left to Golasso. Golasso guarded by Shanahan. As Tierno checks back in. Tierno drives right on Spear, and he seems to be stopped by Spear. He went straight up. But there is a foul called on number 34, Ben Spear.
Mikey's foul on 34, Ben Spear, his third team fifth.
That is Ben Spear's third foul, and Mikey's fifth. The team fouls will be something to watch as Hawks are nearing the bonus, which could become a factor with just over 5 minutes remaining. As the Vikings only lead by two. Tierno's first attempt in the line is good. We're in a tight game here tonight. And Matt, what do you think about this game so far?
This has been a very low-scoring game, but it has been a good game simply because the teams have been so close all day.
Tierno misses his free throw. It's an offensive rebound to Brandon Mitch.
I just want to say one thing. I think whichever team has more points when the foul game starts, they will come out on top.
Free throws will be a huge factor as this game continues on. It's Tierno with a no-look pass to Mike Shatt from three, and he hits from three.
Plainview with yet another lead in this game.
A huge answer from Mike Shatt. Has been Spear drives. He hits the pull up, but he decides to kick out a dangerous pass. Almost kicked away by Shatt, grabbed by Daly. He kicks it inside Gillespie, and he is fouled on the way up.
And here we go. Daniel Dash is getting set to check in. 2.5 in, excuse me, 3.5 into the quarter. Daniel Dash will come in.
It looks like he will check in for Ben Spear, who will take a rest. As Garrett Russell will take two attempts from the line, as Port now trails by two.
Garrett Russell's first attempt is good, as Dash checks in for the first time since mid-third quarter. Daniel Dash can be a big X factor here on both sides of the basketball, as he is a big target down low on the offensive side and a big body to defend and deep.
Yes, his second attempt is in and out, and here comes Hawks. He hits with the ball in the pick and one decides to restart it back to the top to Golasso. Sends it to the right side to Weber, who dribbles it all the way back to the top. He gets it to the left side to Shatt, who just took it from Hawks. Shatt, guarded by Malcone, gives it to Weber at the top. Weber to the right side to Golasso. Looks for the undercutting tier, now can't find him, back to the top. Weber drives left, now guarded by Russell, swings it back on top to Mix. Hits from the free throw line, picks up his dribble, pitches it out to Weber, who pulls up in three, and his three-pointer is really good. Rebound corralled by Daniel Dash. And Daniel Dash throws the ball away, trying to find the inbound pass. A huge mistake from Daniel Dash. He got the rebound, this is what they called him in here, into the game floor. It immediately turns the ball over and gives the Hawks a free possession. With just under 4 minutes.
Plainview needs to capitalize on this.
And it's slotted away by Daniel Dash. He recovers from his turnover. Huge block from Dash. And wide open Joe Malconian for a throw.
A lot of lead changes in this fourth quarter, and this game is coming down to the wire with excitement.
3:19 remaining. Vikings lead by one. Remember at the top. Now to the Mitchell left side. He finds a back to a shot. He gives it to Golasso on the left side. Now back up top to Shatt. He drives towards the center of the court. Down to the right side to Weber. He drops it down to the right lane to Mitch. Mitch scored it by Dash. Mitch posts on two Vikings. He goes to the shot. It's over. But the putback is in by Golasso. And an immediate timeout is taken. And with just under 3 minutes remaining, what do you take from that play, Lance?
I just wanted to touch up on Brandon Mintz. It's a hard comparison, but he is almost like Joel Embiid with that size on the high school level. And
being just at the 76ers game a couple of days ago, when the 76ers need points, they go to Joel Embiid and they give him the basketball in isolation to post and drive to the rim. And that is what Brandon Mintz is doing for this Hawks team. He is posting up on Dash, who is much slower than him. Although he is bigger, the speed advantage for Mintz has been a big X factor in this game. And the follow-up by Galasso showed his jumping skills to get to the rim and rebound the basketball to put it back up. And now Plainview takes another lead. This could be the fifth lead change of the quarter. And now we have just under 3 minutes to play and a big possession coming up for the Vikings.
And the Vikings inbound with 3 minutes remaining. They trail by one. And if the Hawks pull off this massive upset against the Vikings, as the Hawks are now last in the conference and the Vikings sit third, Brandon Mintz will surely be the hero for the Hawks today. On with the ball, he finds a wide open rusher. He gets it sliding away, but there's a foul on the way up. And Coach Michael Harris of the Hawks is furious as Tierno fouled out Russell on the way. It seems to be a good block, but Russell would go to the line and shoot two very important free throws.
Russell is getting into the lane. He's going up strong, getting fouled. But in recent games, he has been able to finish those layups. And here tonight, he has been unable to do that. But here we go with free throws as he ties the game. Crucial free throws as both teams have five fouls, two away from 1-1. And this game is getting interesting late here with 2:46 to go.
We have an all tied up game here at 36 as the second attempt from Russell. On the floor is seen with 2:17 remaining. The Vikings trail by one is Daniel Dash. His first attempt in the line is taken. Daniel Dash is not really the most prolific free throw shooter, but is now 6-for-7 on the free throw line, as he will have one more attempt to continue his very consistent night. And in contradictory to what I just said, he just airballed his second free throw attempt. It will be a tied game with 2:17 remaining and Hawks ball under the basket.
This will be interesting as Port Washington, in every single sport, they are known to choke. And this will be interesting as it is tied at 38 here with 2:14 to play.
Weber with the ball, guarded by Daly. Here midcourt, Daly wraps him up, and there's a jump ball called. Excellent defense from Mark Daly.
Possession that will be for Vikings basketball. Big possession coming up for the Vikings.
Excellent aggressive defensive effort from Mark Daly. He's had a bunch of turnovers there that have led the other way for points. And those points are now crucial as he brings up the ball with 2 minutes remaining here in Tribal High School. Passing the ball to Paul. He swings it to the left to Malconian. Malconian drives baseline. He kicks it back to Russell. He gives it back to Shanahan. Shanahan goes up from three. And it's no good from Shanahan. Rebound fought for. Corralled by Russell in deep. And he gets tackled in the post. And there will be a timeout called by Daniel Dash. Smart play by Daniel Dash. Coach Sean Dean is furious on the sideline.
That is a very smart timeout called by the player, the very intellectual Daniel Dash. And Coach Dooley wanted a foul to be called, as that would put Port Washington in the single bonus. As Plainview has 6 fouls tallied right now, the Vikings with just 5. Still tied here at 1:45 left in this game.
And on that last 3-point attempt by Connor Shanahan, it comes into question. He could have driven into the lane, but he decided to pull it from 3 and his leg off. He goes and tries right on the defense. Timeout. and we'll be right back to you with more fourth quarter action. With 1:45 remaining in a game all tied up here at 38 at Schreiber High School. And in the final 2 minutes, for Washington rolling with three senior players here on senior night. Shanahan, Dashkin, Russell, along with juniors, Mark Daly, and Joe Marconi. Connor Shanahan will inbound the basketball under the playing the basket. He's looking at set right in front of Joe Marconi on the right wing. He dribbles all the way back to the top of the Vikings. He's still outside of Shanahan. Shanahan with the ball. He drives to the locker room. He dribbles right back up top to reset. Shanahan with the ball. He pulls up from three. Shanahan's 3-point attempt. Hits the rim. No good. Dribbles around. Rebound and tried to throw it in by Daniel Dash. And he stepped out of bounds as he tried to save it. It will be Hawks ball. That shot on Connor Shanahan rolled around on the suspense was agonizing for these Vikings fans.
Still ice cold from three, but you need to get the ball in his hands and trust the shot. It will eventually fall. He is a very streaky shooter, so it is bound to happen.
Hawks inbound, escape the press from Fort Washington. As Weber gets past midcourt, as Mark Daly almost steals the ball with the ball. Weber double teams, and it's taken away by Mark Daly. And goes all the way deep and right back by Delasso. He goes up to the left and hits an and one. And Daniel Dash is on the ground in pain, holding his knee in agonizing pain as the medical staff comes out for Daniel Dash as Delasso hits the N1 layup.
The entire crowd silence as Coach Sean Dooley comes out to help talk to Daniel Dash. And as this gets sorted out, we will be right back with the last minute of play in the fourth quarter.
And we are back off of that injury from Daniel Dash.
He was able to walk off under his own power, headed off into the locker room. We wish the best to Daniel Dash. And Daniel Dash signaling some words of wisdom for his team as he is now done for the game to bring it and win this game for him as the Plainview Hawks now lead by two or three points.
Washington supposed to stay focused here as Delasso hits his second is a free throw attempt with 1:11 remaining as they now trail by three. Shanahan will bring the ball up. He drops over middle handed. He drops it to Shanahan. Shanahan with the ball. He drops it to Mark Daly on the right side. Back to top to Malcolm. Uses the left side to Spear. Spear with the drive. He drives right on his. Kicks it out to Russell. Now back up top to Shanahan. Shanahan drives right on Delasso in the post. He pulls up, drops it in deep to Spear. Who goes to the layup?
And Spear using that big body to get it to go and cutting it to a 1-point deficit with 49 to go. And that means the Vikings will at least get the ball back for one possession if Plainview decides to hold it here for the 35-second shot clock. This will be interesting as both teams one foul away from single bonus, no fouls to give. And we will see what both teams roll with in just a moment.
With 49 seconds to go, Port Washington will surely go to their top scorers. Once they get the ball back, if they get a turnover, they need to stop the ball first. That'll be their main priority, as Hawks will have the ball coming out of this timeout as they lead by one. This is where free throw shooting becomes very important. Teams live and die by the free throw strike. And if Plainview is able to hit their one and ones, they can surely come away with the upset win here in Schreiber High School. The Vikings are surely going to cut out with the full court press. And if they get the ball back on offense, who's the ball going to go to?
It has to go to Connor Shanahan. And you have to rely on him to make the big play. And if he has lost his confidence, which I don't think he has, in his deep shot, then he has to find Ben Spear or Garrett Ressa down low, as they are the big men right now. Daniel Dash exiting on that injury. So I think it'll be interesting to see whether Shanahan takes the big shot or dishes it off to a big man down low.
Weber inbound for the play of the lot. 49 seconds remaining. He looks to the end and find Mike Schatt. For Washington not needing to foul yet, with 12 seconds to bring the shot clock down the baseball. Washington some drop back passes near midfield. Shatt has the ball. They're just dropping it back and forth with Weber in the consequence. 30 seconds of the game, 15 on the shot clock. Shatt with the ball on the far side. He gives it to Tierno, guarded by Spear in the post. And he tries to pass it to the outside. And he can't find his man. Shatt will be a turnover. And it will be the Vikings ball
basket to score. They need a basket.
Now Coney into inbounds. He goes to the ball. 20 seconds on the clock. No shot clock. Now Coney finds West inside.
A quick basket for this Vikings team, and it gets them ahead. Finally, the Vikings able to push ahead as they were just trailing by four just a minute ago. And here the Vikings come with 13 seconds to play, 42-41 with the lead, as they want to win this one on senior night and for their teammate Daniel Dash, who is being treated by the medical staff.
And they are certainly going to miss Daniel Dash here. Slowly, the Hawks are now going to try to work the ball into the lane. They're easily going to give it to either Brandon Mintz or Mike Schatt, the two most aggressive and lethal shooters. And the Vikings defense, they need them more than ever, as this is a huge game. It's a first down in our final regular season home game.
They need to use the big body, and they need to have the hands up and be aggressive without fouling. Keep the hands up, but don't put them on the bodies. And the Vikings need to stop the ball, stop the ball, and stop the ball. They had lead by one, and Plainview holds the ball under the basket with 4.8. They need to stop the basketball. They want one shot to do it. And this is coming down to the wire. This could be the most exciting game of the season.
The Vikings will have to stop one possession for the Hawks. The Hawks will have to get one shot off. It's a possibility that they have enough time to drive into the lane with 4.8 seconds remaining and an inbound underneath the Vikings basket. Try to play the game, it looks like, but Trevor on the inbound. Trevor looking for a pass. He grabs it all the way to Mike Schatt with 2 seconds remaining. He pulls up. And Mike Schatt is out! He got Mike Daly! And the Vikings just take the lead on senior night! The Vikings win 42-41 off a great effort from everybody on senior night. Mike Schatt with a heartbreaking shot that went in and out. And the Vikings secure the 42-41 win at Trevor High School.
Speechless. I have no words for the phenomenal ending to this basketball game. The Vikings never said die, and they come out on top here with a huge win. As they were trailing most of this game, they were finally able to get out on top, and it mattered the most at the end of this fourth quarter.
Thank you for listening to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Jimmy Spilbell, along with my partner Matt Levine. The Port Washington Vikings secure the 42-41 win on senior night in a thrilling game.